السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كلامه المجيد والفرقان الحميد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني اذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله، إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. I begin in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah and that His beloved Nabi and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is His last and final messenger. It's indeed a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has blessed us with faith, with iman, and the ability to believe, the ability to have yaqeen, conviction, without ever having seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without ever having seen the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that generation after generation, this yaqeen, this faith, this knowledge, this practice, this way of life has been passed along. And as believers, for generations, and not just us, this is a practice that has been for generations, that in any time of happiness or sadness, we turn to Allah and His Messenger. And it is that reality that we teach to our own children, the young children in the community. And the greatest desire for any parent or any teacher is that not only do we pass along this information and knowledge that we have, but also be able to pass along these practices, this belief. And so in these difficult or interesting times that we've been living in, it almost feels like we've been saying this statement time and again, these difficult times or interesting times, I'm reminded of a verse in Surah Yunus, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, where Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa salam says, Ya bani yadhhabu fatahassasu min Yusufa wa akhihi wa la tay'asu min rawhillah innahu la yay'asu min rawhillah illa al-qawmul kafirun, where he tells his children, Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam had been gone for many years, Binyamin is now, has been captured. And so the sons come back to Ya'qub and say, oh, our dear father, we've lost your other son as well. And so he says, idhabu, go, fatahassasu min Yusuf, look for Yusuf and his brother. Wala tay'asu min rawhillah, and do not despair the relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, innahu la yay'asu min rawhillah illa al-qawmul kafirun, that the believers never despair relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for those who don't believe. Right? Except for those who don't believe. That's why belief is so important. And belief, as we're reminded, is not just an action of the tongue, but it's actually from the heart. And so as we go through these times, we begin by reminding ourselves that relief is something that Allah has promised to every generation. Relief is something that Allah has given to all of us. Relief is something that Allah will give to all of us in the future. Relief is something that every single one of us has experienced at some point in our lives. But when we go through difficulty at times, and when we're right in the middle of it, sometimes even as believers, we feel that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. We feel that there's no way out of this. But the reality is, Allah has a plan. Allah has a plan for everyone. And we're reminded time and again, Allah loves us. Allah loves the believers. Allah loves the muhsineen, the people who do good. And every single one of us in our lives at some point or the other has done good, has gone out of our way, has been so sincere in our actions, our giving, our time, that the people, those that are closest to us, don't even know of that good deed. Right? And Allah reminds us in the Quran, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ, is the reward for good nothing, anything but good? Allah will give it to us. That's why we look at the example of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never despaired the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Allah says, do not despair the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why at times Allah uses certain circumstances and opportunities, as difficult as they may be, to remind us. To remind us. Allah is simply reminding us. And as a Muslim who lives in the United States of America, who has lived here my entire life, right? And as we have gone through this extremely difficult pandemic, right? And while so many things have been so difficult, I'm reminded that there have been so many amazing things that have actually come out as a result of this in my own personal life. My connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my not taking my community for granted, the community that I am seeing week after week. As I drove up to the Zaytuna College campus today, it reminded me that this is why I live where I live. The blessing that I have in my life, right? The blessing that my family and I have in our lives, right? There's so many things that come out of it, because before we drive here every day, week after week, and we took it for granted, and all of a sudden when we don't have it, we say this is such an amazing blessing and gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ability to reflect. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ, right? The ability to reflect. And difficulty, as we're reminded, brothers and sisters, is a part of life. That's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes death, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the afterlife for the believers, He says, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There's no fear and there's no worry. The land of no grief, the land of no fear, the land of no worry is only that of the hereafter. Because in this world, we will have everything. We will have grief, we will have worry, we will have fear. But it will not be with us every day. There will be days in which we will enjoy, we will be grateful, we will be happy. That's just part of our life. And so what does the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teach us? Right? In the most difficult, one of the most, and historically we all know this, one of the most difficult times in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was him being in Ta'if. Right, the circumstances, the Amul Huzn, the year of sorrow that led to, right, the incident in Ta'if. And then in Ta'if, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was driven out, what did he do? He made a heartfelt dua and prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the sincerity of his prayer. It was the sincerity of the words he used in that supplication. The humility, right? The humility, the humbleness. He was the messenger of Allah. He could have said to Allah and said, Ya Allah, I'm your messenger. How could this happen to me? But he didn't. He said, Allahumma ilayka ashku du'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati. He's saying, Ya Allah, I am weak. The messenger alayhi salatu wasalam was anything but weak. The messenger alayhi salam was anything but weak, but extreme humility. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the circumstances for the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Which is why Allah reminds us in the Quran, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. There may be things that you may think that are really bad for you, but they may end up being good for you. And there may be things that you think that are good for you, but they're essentially bad for you. That's why Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi reminds us, إِذَا طَالَ عَلَيْكَ وَقْتُ الْبَلَاءِ. When the time of difficulty, when the time of calamity is extended for you. And let's think for a moment, because we're specifically going through this pandemic. Initially, we thought that this lockdown or closing up would only be for a few weeks. Some countries, some places, some parts of the world completely denied it altogether. Then we thought it'd be a few months and we'd be out of it, right? And now we're so many months into it, and the reality is that as we're going through this right now, it's actually gotten worse and even worse. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi says, إِذَا طَالَ عَلَيْكَ وَقْتُ الْبَلَاءِ. When the time of calamity, difficulty, tribulation is extended for you, مَعَ إِسْتِمْرَارِكَ فِي الدُّعَاءِ, while you remain engaged in your supplication. Supplication is a condition for this. Supplication must continue. Just because we've been asking Allah for something for months and months and months, and we thought that Allah would immediately answer our prayer and that it would go away in weeks, doesn't mean we should stop making dua. Because it will go away when Allah wants it to go away, but it will also go away as a result of the entire ummah making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insha'Allah. مَعَ إِسْتِمْرَارِكَ فِي الدُّعَاءِ. He says, فَعْلَمْ. He says, no. أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُرِيدُ إِجَابَةُ دَعْوَتِكَ فَقَطْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply doesn't want to answer your prayer. He doesn't just want to answer your prayer. بَلْ يُرِيدُ أَن يُعْطِيَكَ فَوْقَهَا عَطَايَا لَمْ تَطْلُبْهَا أَنْتَ. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give you gifts more than what you asked for. لَمْ تَطْلُبْهَا أَنْتَ. You didn't even ask for it. We don't know. As human beings, we don't know what our future holds. But our ummah and our community over the years has done some amazing things. And this may be the time when people, when amazing people, when students, when teachers may be able to hunker down, put their thoughts together, and then come out of this with some amazing things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would continue to bless. For a while, people thought that, you know, all these masajid and all our madaris and our schools and institutions, how would they run? But the reality is that the community has actually come through even more and even greater than before in so many ways. So much talent, so much wealth, so much time. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we're reminded, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us, you know, being grateful. Yes, it's difficult. I'm not denying that it's not difficult. That's why the Nabi alayhi salam says, "Man asbaha minkum mu'afan fi jasadih." Whosoever wakes up in the morning and you are healthy. Especially in this time, you're healthy. You know, you can get out of bed. You can do all the amazing things. Aminan fi sirbih. Feeling secure with yourself. We have some level of security. We have a shelter, inshaAllah. We have the ability to eat, inshaAllah. We have the love of our family that surrounds us. We have institutions that we know that are serving us in so many different ways, serving our communities in so many different ways. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to be preserved in so many different ways, and we will have something to do with it, inshaAllah. We will have something to do with it. This will testify for us that had it not been for that institution that was supported by those individuals, Islam wouldn't have been available in this land. But because of these efforts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Islam, made our deen, made our way of life, made our love, made our humility, made our knowledge grow. And it brought peace and serenity and love into the community and society. Aminan fi sirbih, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, indahu qutu yawmih. And you have food for one day, just one day, no more than one. Nothing in your refrigerator, nothing in your closet, nothing in your pantry. All you have is the food that's going to last you till tonight. He says, فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, it's as if the entire world has been gathered for that individual. The entire world has been gathered for that individual. And it's, this hadith has been around for years and years, for generations. And many people have probably understood it in different times and in different ways. But in today's day and age, right, especially the health part, right, as long as you have your health, you have everything. That's why people are being so careful. And I'm happy to say that, alhamdulillah, the Muslim community, especially here, you know, has been very conscious, very careful. Right? It's hard not to see each other. It's hard not to meet each other. But we're being careful. We're engaged in ibadah. We're engaged in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our hope and our desire and our prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we will see better days, inshaAllah. We will see better days. That's why I'm reminded of another tradition of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٍ. The matter of a believer is strange. The matter of a believer is interesting. The Nabi alayhi salam says, every affair of theirs is always good. And you ask yourself, how can everything be good? How can, when I'm going through a difficulty, when I'm going through a worry, when I'm going through a disease, how can that be good? The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ. This is not possible for anyone except a believer. Why? The Nabi alayhi salam says, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرْ. And the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that when this individual receives some goodness, they're grateful. Right, فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And this is good for that individual. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And when some calamity befalls that individual, they're patient. And this is also good for them. Think about this. When people say that, Allah is angry with us and Allah is upset with us. And you know, think about it. Even in difficulty, Allah is still pleased with us. Why? Because we are patient. Are we patient? Ask yourself. Ask yourself. As you've gone through all of this, how many times have we said, Allah will look after us. Oh Allah, make it easy for us. We are patient in so many different ways. We wake up in the middle of the night to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us relief, whatever it is, whatever that relief it is that we may be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Right? Whatever it is that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Is that not being patient? And what does Allah say about the patient in the Quran? Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah is with those, ma'a, to be with someone. Allah is with those who are patient. This is the promise that is given to us in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amazing, and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very real. And so some of us may have some extra time. Some of us may have some extra, whatever it may be. I want to share a hadith of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Take advantage of five before five. شبابك قبل هرمك. Of your youth before your old age. وصحتك قبل سقمك. Your health before your illness. وغناك قبل فقرك. Your wealth before your poverty. وفراغ قبل شغلك. Your free time before you become busy. وحياتك قبل موتك. And your life before your death. And not everyone has all of these at any given time. It's not like you have all of these qualities. But at some point, we do have some of these qualities. We may have some free time. Utilize that free time wisely. We may have some wealth. If you want to secure your wealth, then give. Right? If you're young, there's so much that we can do with our time, with our ability. We can do so much with so little sleep. We have so much energy. We have so many ideas, talents, networked. There's so much that we can do, but we ask ourselves, how do we use our time? How do we use our wealth? And I'm reminded that all of these examples are found in the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, people say the Sahaba, the companions of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Who were they? Who were the Sahaba? The Sahaba were regular community members living in a community and a society. But they were good people. They aspired for goodness, which is inherently human. They aspired for goodness. They aspired for khair. And so they found an individual who was teaching them goodness. And so they started, for a lack of better terms and words, we would say in America, they started hanging out with him. That's what they did. They just started hanging out with him. They said, this is a good person to be with. This is a good person. It's good to be in this individual's company. That his words are divine. The message that he shares is divine. His actions are divine, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as a result of that, my life has changed. My life has become better. And so they became his companions and they became his students. They became his students. And his message was so powerful. And his message was so divine that the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as he was commended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, in the final sermon, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ala falyuballighi shahid al-ghaib. The one that is present should share this with those who are absent, with those who are not present. And from the time of the Sahaba until now, every generation of believers has taken this task very, very seriously. Very seriously. No matter which part of the world your family or my family may come from. But for those who have been Muslims for generations in a certain country, in a certain land, this tradition has been passed along. Right? This tradition has been so beautifully passed along. People have learned that. People spent time learning the tradition. There were people who made sure that those who wanted to spend time were sponsored and looked after. There were people who spent all the time teaching. The people that were teaching were looked after. That is how strong our tradition is. People made sacrifices for this tradition to be passed from generation to generation. They were people who made sacrifices of their time. They were people who made sacrifices of their entire lives. They were people who made sacrifices of their wealth. They were people who made sacrifices of their buildings and their homes. Sacrifices were made. Why? Because of a simple statement of the Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. That those who are not present should receive this message. And in order for this message to be passed along unadulterated, untouched, so beautifully, they were people who made that sacrifice. And the reason why so many of us are Muslims, and so many of us have the knowledge that we have, so many of us have the yaqeen and conviction that we have, is because someone in the generation previous to us, prior to us, it was passed along from a generation before them and a generation before them. We learn so much from our own parents. May Allah bless our parents. May Allah reward our parents. If our parents have passed away, may Allah forgive them and have mercy on them. And if our parents are alive, may Allah bless them and reward them and give them good health. Ameen. So much was learned at home. Simple actions were learned at home. Quran was learned at home. And then for those of us that decided that we wanted to know a little bit more about our tradition, we went to schools, we went to colleges, universities, institutions. All of these were established by the community. This is money, this is talent that people could have used anywhere else. But there's so much encouragement. There's so much importance in our tradition for knowledge and for ilm and for this tradition to be passed along. And our tradition is such, right, is such that no matter which time it's in and no matter which place it is in, it adapts to the cultural currents of the society. That's who we are. We're not some exclusive individuals. Right? It's not like we have some exclusive ideas. We're not cultish. Any society that we've gone in, we take the cultural norms of the society, they become a part of our tradition. There's so much that we have in our tradition that we share with the culture, and it becomes a beautiful mix. And all of this is what? Believe in Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Pray 5 times a day, give your zakah. Be nice to people, help people. Don't hold a malice and grudge in your heart. That's what our tradition is all about. How do we preserve this tradition? And that's what we do. That's what we've always done. And so even here at our college, by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed us with a faculty. Allah has blessed us with a faculty that is just sound, that is solid, right? This is again a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are people, the faculty, not the students, the faculty who have sat at the feet of the masters in various different parts of the world. That's another amazing thing that we have. Right? In certain, when you study in a certain part of the world, you may only get from that part of the world. But studying in the West, many a times we can drink from so many different fountains. These are all fountains. All of our teachers, our faculty members are fountains. And then Allah has blessed, again, thanks to the Ummah, thanks to the parents, thanks to the communities, thanks to the Sunday school teachers, thanks to the Sunday schools, that they prepared students, prepared young men and women, who said that I want to become a better individual. I want to have a better understanding of what my deen has to tell me. I want to become an individual who can be a part of society, to serve society. And then those students come to the footsteps of these fountains, of these teachers that we have. And so no matter what happens around the world, it becomes our responsibility as human beings, as believers, as people living in this time and age, that we support education in every which way possible. Not simply by our money, but literally by ensuring that we have institutions that can provide this knowledge. While we get through this pandemic and times become good and so on and so forth, in the end we want to make sure that our deen and our tradition and our knowledge has been preserved for our generation, for my children and your children. And they take this from us, and then they do the job of passing it along to the next generation. So that we can testify on the Day of Judgment that we were amongst those who facilitated this for the next generation. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of hope, there's a lot of love, there's a lot of amazing promises in our tradition. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us and grant us tawfiq to get out of this difficulty and any difficulty in our life. And may Allah make us amongst those who are individuals who learn the deen, or who teach the deen, or who facilitate the teaching and the learning of the deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and our families, everyone, with peace, goodness, serenity, sukoon, sakina, afiyah, well-being in our lives. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us happy and content and loving individuals for as long as we live. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu khairan, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.